crackle, crackle. Pop, pop.
Our records never die.
Not this record!
Singles, albums,
LP records,
phonograph.
Go records on the wall.
Keep those records playing.
Yeah, this is a jumping little record. I want my jockey to play.
I am a DJ. I am what I play.
Time to play B-sides.
Go ahead, dancing there by the record machine.
You got two turntables and a microphone.
Here goes the last DJ.
In that dusty old pile of vinyl records I got sitting on my floor.
Today on The Vinyl Experience, it's a potluck show as we browse the bins and poke around through different styles and categories of music to come up with some winners, some unexpected treasures, just like you do when you're in a record store and you're flipping a couple of discs down, and then you just want to go two or three more because you never know what's going to be there, and then boom, well, there's the one you were looking for. Maybe that'll happen in today's show. I'm Paul Cavalcante, and this is The Vinyl Experience. Oh, and we're flipping through jazz right now. Look what I found.
We'll be right back.
James, Take Me to the Mardi Gras begins today's vinyl experience. And when you talk about bin browsing, it's one that a whole bunch of turntablists and aspiring hip-hop artists have latched onto for its kind of funky grooves, very easily sampled because of the meter of the music. As a matter of fact, Take Me to the Mardi Gras by Bob James might be the most sampled jazz joint in all of hip-hop. Here are the Decemberists going a few records back, and this is Why We Fight on Capitol Records, spinning at 33 and a third RPM on the Vinyl Experience. From the Rock Bins.
Come the war, come the avarice, come the war, come how. Come attrition, come the reek of bones, come attrition. This is why we fight, why we lie awake. This is why we fight. When we die, we will die with our arms unbound. This is why this is why we fight. When we die, we will die with our arms unbound. This is why we fight. So come to me now, lay your arms. This is why we fight. Come now, come now, come now, come now.
Shannon Giddens and the Decemberists, 21st Century Vinyl on the Vinyl Experience. Let's go back to another time before there were even LPs. This first came out on a 78 RPM in 1946. The song was adopted in the early days of doo-wop because it makes for a great vehicle for group harmony, but the original hit record was for a big band, Claude Thornhill's, with a vocalist who could really belt him out, Fran Warren. The song is A Sunday Kind of Love. Kenny Rankin fans will remember this one.
Of love, a love to last as Saturday night. I'd like to know it's more than love at first sight. I want a Sunday kind of love. I want a love that's on the screen. Where can't seem to find somebody to care. I'm on a lonely road that leads me nowhere. I want a Sunday kind of love. I do my Sunday dreaming. And all my Sunday scheming, every minute, every hour, every day, I'm hoping to discover that certain kind of lover who will show me the way. My arms need someone to enfold. Keep me warm when Mondays are cold. A love for all my life to have and to hold. I want a Sunday kind of love. I do my Sunday dreaming and all my Sunday scheming, every minute, every hour, every day. I'm hoping to discover that certain kind of lover who will show me the way. My arms need someone to enfold, to
just using regulations.
Patti Smith on the Vinyl Experience. Returning to the place where that classic album, Horses, was recorded 40 years ago. Electric Lady Studios on 8th Street in Manhattan. And the recording 100% analog, mastered to tape and then directly to LP as a mail order only item put out by Electric Lady Studios itself, is a wonderful document of the band revisiting their star-making moment all those years later. Patti Smith. Jean Toots Thielemann was a guitarist and a harmonica player, and obviously a generous spirit, as you can hear in every note he played, all of the great records that he's participated in as a guest and as a star through the years. He recently passed away in his early 90s. He It leaves a brilliant musical legacy, and so much of it spins from the original vinyl records.
My lips, I'll never use them. your goodbye left me eyes to cry. And I know I am no good without you. You took part that once was my heart, so why not take all of me? Why not take all of me?
Red-Headed Stranger mellows out on the 1978 record called Stardust, a collection of popular standards recorded by the last guy that anyone in the music business expected to come forth with that kind of a project, including his label, Columbia Records, who raised an eyebrow when Willie Nelson said, "Hey, I want to sing the American Songbook, and I want Booker T. Jones to produce it." And the results? Well, the album settled in to be one of Rolling Stone magazine's top 500 of all time, acknowledged as a classic and an audiophile favorite. There's his version of All of Me. And before that, the great jazz guitar and harmonica player, Toots Thielman, on the Vinyl Experience. Here's a little bit of Culture Vulture time. We're going to start with an adaptation of something that began in classical music by The Nice, featuring the late, great Keith Emerson, one of many outstanding musicians that we lost in this year of 2016. He goes back to his Bach and comes up with something rockin' called Brandenburger. Thank you. an early single by Keith Emerson and The Nice on the Vinyl Experience, adapting Bach. Now to a great classical artist performing Chopin. The pianist Martha Argerich won a Chopin competition in the mid-1960s. She was only in her early 20s, and she became one of the rising young stars of the concert world. And she entered Abbey Road Studios, which in those days was called EMI, because the Beatles were even newcomers on that block in St. John's Wood in London. And I got to wonder if they cross paths or rub shoulders at any point during the recording session that had been long lost for many years and released originally digitally, but now for the first time offered on vinyl by, of all labels, Parlophone. You remember the one that the Beatles were on. Here's a recent vinyl release of Martha Argerich's 1965 recording of Chopin's Polonaise No. 6 in A-flat on the Vinyl Experience.
Thank you.
Young Martha Argerich on The Vital Experience and her Chopin triumph of the mid-1960s, captured on tape at EMI Studios, just like this was at that very time.
I was alone, I took a ride, I didn't know what I would find there. Another road where maybe I could see another kind of mind. Then, ooh, then I suddenly see you. Ooh, did I tell you I need you every single day of my life? You didn't run, you didn't lie, you knew I wanted just to hold you. Had you gone, you knew in time we'd meet again, for I had told you. Ooh, you were meant to be near me. Ooh, and I want you to hear me say we'll be together every day. Got to get you into my life. What can I do, what can I be, when I'm with you I wanna stay there. If I'm true I'll never leave, and if I do I know the way there. Ooh, and I suddenly see you. Ooh, did I tell you I need you every single day of my life. I was alone, I
one of your many toys. You don't own me. Don't say I can't go with other boys. And don't tell me what to do. Don't tell me what to say. And please, when I go out with you, don't put me on display. You don't own me. Don't try to change me.
Joan Jett revives.
Be moving to Montana soon, just to raise me up a crop of dental floss. Raising it up, waxing it down, in a little white box that I can sell uptown. By myself, I wouldn't have no boss, but I'd be raising my lonely dental floss. I just might grow me some beans, but I'd leave the sweet stuff to somebody else. But then, on the other hand, I would keep the wax and melt it down, pluck some floss and swish it around. I'd have me a crop, and it'd be on top. That's why I'm moving to Montana.
Moving to
to Montana soon. Gonna be a dental floss tycoon.
Yes, I am.
Moving to Montana soon. Gonna be a dental floss tycoon.
Find me a horse just about this big and ride him all along the borderline with a pair of heavy-duty zircon-encrusted tweezers in my hand. Every other wrangler would say I was mighty grand. By myself, I wouldn't have no boss, but I'd be raising my lonely dental floss.
Raising my lonely dental floss. Raising my lonely dental floss.
Well, I might ride along the border with my tweezers gleaming in the moonlight at night. And then I get a cup of coffee and give my foot a push. Just me and the pygmy pony over by the dental floss bush. And then I might just jump back on and ride like a cowboy into the dawn to Montana.
Into Montana.
And that's The Vinyl Experience. Prepared for single release, Montana by Frank Zappa rounds out a bin-flipping excursion in which we jumped around between different genres of music to simulate the experience of doing the same thing in a record store, discovering music without prejudice, just simply taking what comes. I hope you have a chance to exercise that freedom at a record store near you before long, or at the very least a garage sale. Between now and then, check out some archive Vinyl Experience shows at PRN.FM. Please like the Vinyl Experience Radio Show Facebook page and follow me on Twitter. I'm Paul Cavalcante.